We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, who is on the recovery trail. Feeling great, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean, tell me, what does great mean?
You know, they told me if training camp were to start tomorrow, then I would be fully cleared.
Is that right?
So, yeah, so I feel good, man. Yeah. I feel good. You know, right now is a process where they can kind of monitor the, you know, the number of reps and stuff that I get once we start that up. But I feel really good.
It's amazing that how the process has changed over the years for the ACL. I mean, 20 years ago, it would have been a career-threatening injury, right?
Absolutely.
Now it's 7-8 months, and guys are back and rolling. Is it harder physically or mentally to get back?
Well, the one thing that they say is that right about, you know, 11 and a half months, 12 months, you start feeling like your old self.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel great right now. But, you know, the good thing, I mean, if there's any good thing about me tearing my ACL last year is that I did it before the season even started, second day of training camp. So, by the time training camp runs around, no issues whatsoever. So I'm just excited. And, I really am happy to be where I am right now. So.
How did you feel you were picking up the offense prior to, from a, just a level of comfort prior to the injury?
Before I got hurt, I knew every position on the field.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, what guys are supposed to do on each play. So, you know, that's picking up things has always kind of been easy for me. So, you know, from that aspect, I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
And then you watch it and you see, you must be salivating at the chances here. You see receivers running open and the Eagles lead the league in rushing, lead the league in explosive plays, franchise record number of points, franchise record number of yards gained. And now you get to go back and have some of that fun.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited to be in this position, and you know, I'm gonna do everything they ask me to do, man, to help this team win. And that's kind of, you know, what I want to be known for. So
I have this kind of dark image the day you were injured and you went through all the tests and so forth, and then I remember seeing you leave the building, go to your car, kind of hobbling, you know, on the crutches, and I was like, boy, that it must be a very difficult moment for an athlete to come to that realization that, boy, this could be a very serious injury. Take me back to that moment and how you overcame all that.
Well, you know, there was, you know, many thoughts going through my head, you know, especially, you know, it was a unique, you know, situation that I was in as far as it being, you know, kind of my contract year and, you know, being in a new system. And obviously, you know, you see Chip Kelly offense in college and, you know, you're really excited about, you know, what it could possibly do in the NFL and just all those things, man. So when I got hurt, you know, you start thinking questions like, why me? You know, what did I do, you know, deserve this? And but then, you know, you got to understand that everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I think there's a reason why it happened last year. You know, I can't go back and change it. You know, I can only continue to move forward. And I think, I think I'm in the best position I can be right now. So I think that's all I can ask for.
You look like you're beastly. I mean, did you really hit the weight room?
I'm like 205.
And change? Yeah. So which, before the injury, you were where?
About 200.
Okay. And so where'd you put the weight on in the guns? I see the gun show is
yeah,
out.
I've gotten pretty, you know, a little stronger and everything. So, but I think I'll still play it around 202. So.
Jeremy, let's talk about this offense, how you fit in. I mean, what do you envision for 2014 here?
I think a little bit of everything. I think, you know, like I said before, I'm a guy that can kind of move around and, you know, put in different positions to be successful. So, and I think I'll play outside. I think I'll play inside. You know, I think I'll do a little bit of everything. So I'm just really, really excited about, you know, kind of what they have in store for me.
And you and Riley pairing, how do you feel about that combination?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I think in this league, you know, to be successful, you need two guys. And I think you got two guys in me and Riley. And I think, you know, we got other guys who can step in and be successful as well. So, I think we'll be, you know, just, you know, pick up right where we left off. So,
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Nick Foles last year, 27 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions, 2 more touchdowns in the playoffs. Great development in year 2. Your thoughts on Nick in year number 3?
It's funny that you say that because I remember going back to Nick's rookie year and, you know, my agent and my marketing team called me and asked me, hey, how do you feel about Nick Foles? And my exact words were, I said, he can play.
Mm-hmm.
So to see him make that step next year is going to be, you know, a fun thing to watch. Yeah, you know, the 2 interceptions are probably going to be hard to repeat that. You know, mm-hmm. that's something that that's rarely done. But I think as far as, you know, him getting better and understanding the game better and, you know, being more of a leader and helping this team win, I think is going to be, you know, a fun thing to watch. So.
Did you at all, and I don't mean to be overly dramatic here, but I'm going to be, did you ever lay there and just kind of, you know, dream and vision and just have a vision of what it's going to be like to get back on the field and just the even if in a practice situation?
Absolutely. You know, this is something that I love doing. You know, I'm still young. You know, my excitement for the game is still there. And it's something I've worked for ever since I was 9 years old. You know, I started playing football when I was nine. So, you know, to not be able to do that, you know, was definitely something that was hard for me. But, you know, I got, you know, the right supporting cast around me, you know, the right guys here in this organization to kind of help me push through that. And, you know, my spirits are high right now. And I think that's, you know why I attacked rehab the way I did.
So. You've been asked about it, so let's ask you about it again. Changes at the wide receiver position, Jason Avant, Deshaun Jackson, both released. How does the locker room dynamic change? How do players react to that stuff?
I don't think the dynamics change too much. I think with Jason, you know, you lose a guy who people respected as far as the way he worked and, you know, the things that he stood for. And I think with Deshaun, you lose a guy who could make plays on the field. And, I mean, that's the obvious thing there. But I think that with the type of guys that we have, I think we still got guys that can be explosive, guys still that can make plays. You know, Nick going to his third year, you know, Hurts going to his second year. You know, guys like that who are going to step up and make plays. I think this offense is still going to be a sight to see, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, me getting in there and me throwing my little wrench in there as well. So I think we'll be just fine.
And the idea of leadership overblown in the media, talking about how do you replace leaders who leave 1 year before, you know, after they've been there for many years.
Those guys that step up
always
and leave,
step up.
Always
yeah.
step up and leave. You know, so I don't, you know, like I said, Jason's work ethic is highly respected amongst guys in the locker room. But I think it's up to, you know, guys like myself, who I'm now the second most experienced receiver in the room now, to step up and work like that and teach the younger guys that, hey, this is how it's done at this level.
Jacksonville week one, Indianapolis national television week two. You're licking your chops, just like all Eagles fans out there,
looking
ready to go.
Hey,
Jeremy, congratulations on signing, returning back to Philadelphia, and on getting back to 100%. Glad to hear that.
Appreciate it, man.
That is music to everyone's ears. Jeremy Maclin in the studio here, ready to go in 2014. We thank him for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.